Here we are. This would be take five of the podcast with Evan Silver on songwriting and recording. Just a brief one. I was thinking the other day about how frustrating it can be when you're trying to get some of your songs either on radio or maybe a video clip put together or even something on TV or film, etc. And I put off for a long, long time, putting all of my songs with a publisher. And I've only just done that recently over the last few years. I went through some really difficult patches where, again, going for grants or going for something to get some of your material down onto a video clip or whatever, and being turned down consistently. Like, it could be, no, it doesn't really fit this genre, it doesn't really fit this, without saying it, that may have been your age, or it can be pretty discouraging. In light of that, as a songwriter and a recording artist, you've really got to believe in your stuff. You've really got to believe in what you're putting out, the material that you're writing and recording. You've got to be confident, not necessarily overly confident, because there are those people that believe they're great, and when you listen, it's not that great. And so you've got to maybe have somebody close to you who you trust, somebody with good ears. Not big ears necessarily, but just good ears, and they can make some sort of critique on what you're doing and challenge you to push yourself a little bit more and come up with something better. But anyway, going back to the grant situation where you're going for a couple of grand or $1,000 or something, whatever, Creative New Zealand or similar, I did it several times. Once or twice, maybe three times. I had a couple of people do it for me, or do it for me once, and we didn't get anywhere. And I ended up like, oh, flip, man, let's flick this. It's just a waste of time. Just write the stuff and record it and get it out the best you can. And that was my attitude then. And so I let it fly. I just let it go and kept doing what I was doing. And I seem to have done that all the way through. 14 albums, I've just kept going. Haven't had any major breaks. Had some people cover my songs. I've had a song on the table for Rihanna, and I didn't even know who Rihanna was. Had no idea. I've had a couple of songs covered by artists overseas, in Denmark, etc. So that's been lovely. And in New Zealand. That's been really, really encouraging. However, what I did was I had the big band and we went on Māori TV for a couple of songs off Out of the Shadows, As It Is and Still Missing You. And I put a 10-piece unit together, a 10-piece band, two horn players, bass player, drummer, congas, etc. Three girls out front singing, dancing. It wasn't really my thing. I looked like a bit of a nerd actually, because I wasn't moving and they were doing all these, steps and moving around. But anyway, when we filmed that, that was Adam Tate, I think his name was, who did that. And he did a great job. And that was live on Māori TV. The sound was unbelievable. And so when we had done that, I thought, well, I'll bite the bullet and contact them and see if I can get a copy. So I got about my business. You've got to get off your bum and do stuff. You've just got to do stuff if you want to get that stuff out there. No good sitting back moaning and bleating. Nothing's happening. No, you got to action yourself and get going. And so I contacted Māori TV after we had performed the live clips, and I spoke to the top dude. Can't remember the name, but we communicated, and I said I'd like to have access to those clips. And surprisingly, they gave them to me and let me use them. And so I had two amazing clips in my hand. I had As It Is with the 10-piece band. I had Still Missing You with the 10-piece band. Great clips live. And I had For You, the song that I wrote for Carol way back, off that same album. Rhys Duncan had taken me into the domain, the Auckland domain, and we filmed a clip for that song, For You. So I had three clips. Yes, three clips. And so I thought, okay, I've got them. What do I do now? And so I thought, I was watching TV and I saw every now and then about, 3 minutes to seven, 5 minutes to six, whatever. A song would come on, generally an overseas artist though, a song would come on and fill the gap for 3 minutes before the news at seven or before the next program. I thought, oh, hello. And so I thought, well, let's suss that out. So I contacted TV3, TVNZ, told them who I was, told them that I had some very good clips, and were they interested in having a look at them? Oh, yes, yes, yeah, absolutely. Bring them in. So I physically took the clips into TV3, went right inside the establishment, met the guys that are working all the programs and everything, and the guys that are doing what they called fillers, met them, and I said, hey, bro, here's the song. I've just recorded this album. Here's the clip. Do you want to have a look? And he said, yeah, yeah. So he put it on. He said, shoot, man, that's amazing. I said, well, do you want to use it as a filler? Leave it with me, and we'll have a look at it and see where it goes. And have a look at this as well. Oh, man, that's amazing. And have a look at this as well. Oh, wow. Blew them away. And so within a very, very short time, three of those clips were on rotate. TV3, TV1. 3 minutes to three, 3 minutes to five, 3 minutes to 10, 5 minutes to whatever. And there we were, the big band, woo, cooking on TV3 and TVNZ. And so that only happened because I got off my butt and did something. And that's what you got to do sometimes. Forget about the grant because it may not come off, but get your legs and pick yourself up. And take your product and physically say, hey, would you have a listen to this? And trust that when they listen to it and watch it, the quality is that good that they'll go, wow, man, we're going to use this, right? So, podcast number 5. Get on with it and do it. Take your product to wherever. Believe in it. Carry it around and get to the right people. Get them to hear it. Get them to view it. And they may make a decision and say, well, not really for us, but at least you took a few steps, because the next time they might just say, man, we love this. We could slot that in at 3 minutes or six or whatever. And you start to get some airplay and you might even get a little bit of a royalty. Might be a halfpenny to go towards your coffee. Who knows? Oh, hang on. Halfpennies aren't around anymore. Either a cent, are they? I have no idea. But anyway, get out there with your product. Believe in it and make it happen. All right? Even silver. Good on you.